And Philip Semper, PhD, these urgent care. Today's date is 09/03/2025. The patient is for Mr. Javier Gress. Gress spells G-R-E-S-S. Javier spells J-A-V-I-E-R. Date of birth is 10/23/1985. 39-year-old gentleman here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph. Patient was recently diagnosed with COVID, was treated with Paxlovid, Zofran, Singulair, and Motrin. Said he's doing much better. However, he complained of feeling fatigue and tired, period. He stated that he did not take his diabetes medication for the last 2 days or so. He also denies polyuria, polydipsia. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed on compared to last visit. No changes. Previous paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Previous paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented in no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 96% of room air. Blood pressure is 141/85. Pulse 90. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.3. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Next paragraph. Cardiac. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Previous paragraph. Skin. No abrasions. Lacerations. Macules or papules. No vesicles or bullae. Previous paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is poorly controlled diabetes. Assessment number two is COVID infection. Better. Today's test is negative. Assessment number three is Tina Curis. Open parenthesis. Patient did discuss with me that he's having some rash in his groin area on his foreskin. He said the foreskin is becoming tight to pull back. And there is a white, cheesy discharge on the skin. There is no discharge in the ureter, period. Next paragraph, patient was sent home with the following medication. Ketoconazole, 2.2% cream. He applied BID to his groin penis area. For 14 days, he was strongly encouraged to go to the emergency room to address his glucose. His finger stick today is 358. And I suspect that may be the reason for his feeling fatigued and tired. Patient was encouraged to go to the ER. He says he didn't take his medication, has his medication at home, and when he gets home, he'll take it. Again, he was encouraged to go to the emergency room. End of the patient.